T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I have the vaccine. My wife has a vaccine. My teenage daughter has a vaccine. And when the younger kids are eligible, we'll get them vaccinated. I don't want a medal. I don't want a special announcement. I'm actually kind of tired of seeing people posting pictures of their vaccination process. However, there's a disturbing trend. Folks, there are actually states, Iowa, Texas, sending vaccines back to the federal government. They don't want them. They can't use them. There are stockpiles now. Folks won't get vaccinated. Numbers down 11% nationwide. This is so annoying. We will never take the masks off. We will never get back to normal unless you folks wake up, ma'am. Crawl out of your cave and get vaccinated. This is so aggravating to me. A guy who's been on the front lines of this, pushing this life-saving vaccination process. Rich Fitzgerald joining me. Fitz, this has to be frustrating for you, sir.
It is, because, you know, you think about where we were a couple of weeks ago, and we were begging to get more vaccine, right? We're trying to get more. People wanted it. And to hear that there are places in this country who are saying, well, we don't want it, send it back. You know, send it to us. But what's happening here as well is not as maybe not as bad as pronounced in other places, but there are people refusing. And you said something very profound, Marty. It's about getting back to normal, getting our freedom back and taking the masks off and being able to go to a ball game, to a concert, to a restaurant, to a family gathering, a wedding, a graduation party, without worrying that you're going to catch some deadly disease.
I'm kind of shocked. I got to be honest, Fitz. I saw a piece last night out of Westmoreland County. They're begging people to get vaccinated. They can't even get to 50%. What are you going to do, man? I mean, honestly, what can you do here?
I don't know, but you're going to reach a point where people are going to take their masks off, yep. And then you're going to have people in the room that say, well, I didn't get vaccinated. Well, the chance is now. I mean, there's no excuse at this point by saying you're not in the category, you're not young and old enough, or, you know, 1A, 1B, all the things that we had earlier on. Anybody right now can go get a vaccine. Now, I'm very proud of the fact that we're about 57% in Allegheny County of at least getting one shot. So, you know, they talk about getting to 80, 70 to 90%. You know, if we get to 80%, that's herd immunity. We'll see. I mean, I hope. You know, you mentioned about posting, and I get what you're saying. You know, everybody in this generation, they post everything they do, right? They have breakfast, and they got to post it. But the fact is, you know, maybe that is what it takes to see somebody that you're friends with, or somebody that you know, or a cousin or a family member. Oh, if they got it, it must be okay. I mean, it's one of the reasons I was in the trial way back when, that we've got to fight for this. Dr. Bogan the same way. Look, I wouldn't have my kids and my wife and my parents go get a vaccine if I thought there was something wrong with it. I want them to get a vaccine because the risk of not getting a vaccine, the risk of catching this disease and dying is so much higher, than protecting yourself with a vaccine.
Hey, man, my kids are all home from school today because it's spreading through the high school and it's spreading through the middle school. Just saw an airplane at 50 cases, one flight. What the hell do people think is going to happen if they don't get vaccinated? They're just going to get sick, and this will linger on, will it not, sir?
It will. And I mean, you think about, again, in our history where we've eradicated certain diseases that were, whether it was smallpox or polio, that what it took was people vaccinating. And I don't, I mean, the history part that I've read, I don't recall people during those generations and during that time frame being reluctant to get a vaccine. They wanted to get a vaccine.
Yeah.
So this is very disturbing.
Man, I get so annoyed. Fitz, people beg me every day to put them on the air, to beg people to come to their vaccination clinics. It's just bizarre, isn't it?
It is. And again, they're everywhere. They're convenient.
Yeah.
They're at your pharmacy, you know, AHN and UPMC and the health department. They're putting clinics on all over. It's convenient. It's free. It's, I mean, what, I don't know what, and in some places like us, we're giving bonuses. You get it, you know, you get $100 as an employee to, and time off. And many corporations are doing that. I think the president came out the other day and companies are going to get tax credits for employees getting vaccines. So there are so many incentives to do it. But to me, the biggest incentive is your own health, your family's health, and the freedom that we get with the vaccine.
Got that right, brother. Thanks, Fitz. Talk to you.
Talk to you later, Marty. Thanks.
Mm. He speaks the truth. If you don't want to get it, that's on you, man. When you get sick, don't call me and give me that, "Oh, I didn't know. I really got sick. I believe in it now." Uh-huh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.